This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump poses a risk to democracy. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaking at a fundraiser in Arizona, President Biden said the Make America Great Again movement is an existential threat to the U.S. political system. He said his predecessor is more interested in personal power than upholding the nation's core values. Biden said some mainstream Republicans are complicit.
When we put partisanship aside and put country first, I say we must and we will.
The president spoke at a celebration of a library to be built honoring his friend and fierce Trump critic, the late Republican Senator John McCain. I'm Norman Hall.
3 years after unveiling a plan for sweeping reform of the European Union's outdated asylum rules, government ministers struggled on Thursday to overcome yet another obstacle to putting the new system in place. We get more on the story from VOA's Alexis Strobe.
The European Union's top migration official, Ylva Johansson, has said the bloc was set to agree on how to handle irregular immigration soon after ministers' talks yielded no final deal on Thursday, with Berlin and Rome worried over rising arrivals ahead of key elections.
I'm sure that in a few days we will also have the formal decision on the general approach on the crisis proposal, and that is very much welcome.
The ministers were searching for agreement on a long-stalled system for sharing out across the EU of asylum seekers who reach Europe outside of official border crossings. She put irregular arrivals this year at 250,000 people, mostly those who fled wars and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, and reached the EU across the Mediterranean. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people, wounding 14 others. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack in the town of Boulobert and Hiron region, or 2 earlier attacks where no injuries were reported. A U.S. government shutdown is looking inevitable for Sunday, as the Senate and House of Representatives remain at odds over the size of its budget for the next 12 months. The Democratic-controlled Senate is working on a 7-week funding plan that would keep the government fully open through mid-November to give lawmakers more time to set spending levels through September of 2024. However, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, with a narrow Republican majority in his chamber, has already rejected putting the Senate plan to a House vote. Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a crowded memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Hamdaniya as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
The United Auto Workers Union says it will announce on Friday how it plans to expand its strike against Detroit's 3 automakers. Additional walkouts will take place at noon Friday without serious progress in contract talks, according to the union. The union went on strike on September 14th when it couldn't reach an agreement on contracts, partly over pay, with Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. 3 people are confirmed dead after a gunman shot into a classroom at a university hospital campus, striking a teacher, then shooting a mother and daughter in a nearby house Thursday in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam. The suspect, who allegedly set fires at the Erasmus University Medical Center and the house, was reportedly a student at the university and known to police. The suspect was arrested outside the Capitol. Police are still trying to determine a motive for those attacks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.